Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvez, and this is the Miracle Network Church. And we just give God praise. We give God honor. We give God glory. We had a healing crusade on last week in Lansing, Michigan, and oh my Jesus, God moved by His Spirit, and we had an awesome time in the Lord. People were set free. People got words of hallelujah, God, encouragement, uplifting and edification. Someone got healed of cancer. We had people who were healed of heart ailments. God moved mightily by His Spirit. We're going to be heading to Cleveland, Ohio next month on February the 14th. If you are in the area, please join us. We will be at the Quality Inn located on Chenoweth Street right there in Akron, Ohio. And we just lift God up on today. We worship and magnify God, for He's the true and living God. Oh, Sharasana God, we lift You up, Jesus. We honor You, God. Oh, how we magnify Your name, God. We give You glory, God. Oh, Shatarobaya God. You know, God is coming to you from the book of Mark. And we're going to the 5th chapter. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, as we'll be praying today. Amen, that the chains be broken and the shackles set us free. Hallelujah, the Bible says in Mark 5:1, and they came over unto the other side of the Sea of Galilee and into the country of the Gerasenes. And when He was come out of the ship, well, who are they talking about? They're talking about Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And when Jesus came up out of the ship, the Bible says immediately there met Him out of the tombs. I don't care what type of circumstance you're going through on a day. When you meet a man named Jesus, He has the power to cleanse the leper and set that which is bound free. The Bible says that a man with an unclean spirit came in contact with God. The Bible says He dwelt amongst the tombs. Have you ever been in a situation in your life? Or have you ever seen somebody else? It seems as all they're in is in a white-walled situation. Yes, this is what
Paul called the tombs. He said it's like a white wall. There's just death all on the inside. Nothing around that person seems to live. There is no growth. Oh, Bashata, son of God. The Bible said he lived in the tombs. Some of our situations may be like tombs on a day. Just dead and desolate. But I know a God that's a God of the valley of the dry bones. Oh, help us, God. And the Bible said no man could bind him, not with chains or any other type of way. The Bible said he was often bound with fetters. And if you know anything about a fetter is something that the head and the arms go in. The head and the arms lack mobility. It's something to be bound by the foot. But when you got a yoke of bondage around your back, oh, Bashara, son of God, it's the anointing that destroys every yoke. The Bible said that the man would often cut himself, and he walked around the tombs crying. But he met Jesus, and he ran into a true and living God. And God said in a loud voice, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And we command everything that's unclean and defiled around your life to come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus of Bethlehem, everything that's white-walled around you, everything that's preventing you from moving forward, we tell it to come out in the name of Jesus. We bind up the adversary even right now, the scheming and lying demon that says you cannot make it. But God said in his word that you can do all things through him, through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. Oh, Bashata, son of God, we go through your throne of grace, oh, Father God. We're laying our hearts down at your altar on the day, oh, Father God. And we're asking, oh, Bashata, son of God. No, we're kings and priests, so we're demanding. Oh, Bishara, son of God, with all authority. See, you have the right to have authority in Jesus' name because you're a king and priest in his eyesight. And command the things that be as though they were. And command that whatever is done in heaven, it's done in earth. Command that it's bound in heaven. And it's bound in earth and bound, oh, Bashata, son. And loosed in the heavens. He Sharas, son of God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I speak to every situation that you're going through, every trial, every test. Oh, Bashara's son of the things that come to try to make our minds weak. I speak to that thing in your life, and I tell it be gone. I speak to cancer and say be gone. Oh, Bashara's son of God. I speak to depression and tell it to be gone in Jesus' name. Oh, Sikarahana God. I speak to diabetes and tell it to be gone. In the name of Jesus, oh, Bashara's son of God. I speak to sickle cell anemia and tell it to be gone in Jesus' name. Every disease of the mind, every cancer of the throat, every cancer of the eye, I speak to blindness and deafness and tell it to be gone. In the name of Jesus Christ, all those who are under the sound of my voice, you're healed in the name of Jesus. No more worry in God's name. No more defeat in God's name. No more trying to figure it out in God's name. For there's a man by the name of Jesus that's strong on the line. And when we put our hearts into submission to him, surrender, submit, and repent, oh, how God moves by his spirit. God said there's nothing too big he can't handle. God said that there's nothing too strong he can't conquer. Oh, he conquers the strong man's house. There's nothing that God can't do. For if God be for you, then who can be against you? Oh, Bashata, son of God. If you're in the Akron, Ohio area, you got to make it out to the service. Hallelujah, God. On February 15th of 2015, God is going to move by a mighty way. There's going to be prophecy in the land and healing like you've never seen before. Oh, Bashata, son of God, I see it in the spirit realm even now. Oh, Bisharata, Son of God. If you're in this area, you've got to make it out. Hey, listen, I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez. This is the Miracle Network Church, and God is doing miracles in the lives of his believers. May the true and living God be with you on a day. And remember, every assignment of the enemy is broken by the mighty anointing of Jesus Christ. Grab hold, catch it, and believe it, and have the faith to receive it. God bless you. Visit the website, AlyssaNarvaez.com. God bless you.